We can for a few minutes, then we'll talk about something else. Let's start with Halacha Gimel. If you don't have the next page, so just, I'll try to go slow and just can listen along. Halacha Gimel Amir Liakum V'Davkash B'Davar She'ein Guf Yisrael Nene Mimenu Kimo Pesichas Igeris. This that we learned, that if a guy does for a Jew something, it's mutter. You're allowed to hint to a guy that the guy should have done something for you. That's only if the Jew does not directly benefit from it. For example, kama psicha sigeres. So when he opens up the letter, what are you benefiting from? You're going to derive benefit from something which is the next level. The malacha is to open up the envelope. What are you deriving benefit from? The letter inside the envelope. So think about that. It's not a direct benefit. You tell a guy to cook for you something. You are deriving benefit from the actual thing that the malacha was done to. But if you tell a guy to open up a letter, then it's something which is secondary. So we discussed yesterday that there's another leniency in regard to extinguishing a fire, because extinguishing a fire is not a malacha d'oraisa. So that is an exception. These things you're not allowed, you do not have to protest. If a guy does these things to you on Shabbos, since you're not directly deriving direct benefit from the opening of the letter and in the exemplar of extinguishing, that's mutter. However, that is forbidden. You're not allowed to tell him, we learned yesterday, you're not allowed to tell a guy even on Friday, I want you to come tomorrow to my home, and I want you to, I'm not going to say anything to you, but you should know, I'm telling you now, Erev Shabbos, that tomorrow I want you to turn on the lights. That is usur. And you're not allowed to even tell him that Mitzvah Shabbos. Next Shabbos, how come yesterday, today you did not turn on the lights? Make sure next Shabbos you don't make that mistake again. Sharafilu hilik me atzmoy, usur li Yisrael lehonos mimenu. Isn't that a chiddush? Isn't that a chumrah? According to Chaya Adam, even if the guy, he lights the nair on his own, he comes into your home, he sees that it's dark for you, and he turns on the light for you, you're not allowed to derive benefit from that nair, because the guy did this for me. Avul mutu lo malo, lo malo here based now, when is the exception? And this is the head that we all rely upon, is that if I can get away with it, come to the house, it's dark, but it's not pitch black dark. There's a light in the bathroom. So if you open up the door at this end of the house, there's enough light that trickles through to the other end of the house where b'shas hatchak I can get around. Is it very uncomfortable? It certainly is. It's very uncomfortable to sit in the dining room in the dark and eat. But am I going to go stumble? Am I going to hurt myself? No, because there's a small amount of light. I open up the windows, there's some light in the street, there's some light in the hall, so that light trickles in. So therefore, the guy is not doing for you malacha that if not for him, you would not be able to survive.
Outside light still coming in without any light.
That's also enough. Since you don't need light. Since if there's light outside that's coming in, you can get away with it. It's not pitch black, so you can survive without the guy doing the malacha. When the guy does the malacha, he's just enhancing your experience. He's not making possible a new experience. And therefore, it's mutter.
The guy himself stays there and he gets
Then it's mutter. So then he's not doing it for you, he's doing it for himself. Very good. These examples are where he's doing it for him, for you, expressly for you. He has absolutely no benefit from it. He's doing it for you. Rabbi Yes told me yesterday a very, very funny story. They have a guy in the street, and they wanted him to come into shul to open up the lights in a certain room. It was dark in the room. They wanted him to prepare for Kiddush. And the room was pitch black dark. So they wanted him to come into him and open up the lights. So they told the guy, come into shul. They told the guy, you know, you like some alcohol. You like some beer, some whiskey. Oh, of course.
You like him?
So he comes in. He says, it's on the counter. Help yourself. So he comes in, he opens up the door, and it's pitch black dark. He turns on the lights. Presto. It's exactly what we wanted him to do. He turns on the lights. And then he takes himself a glass of whiskey. Oh, delicious. And then on his way out, he closed the lights.
You let him out.
He lit it for himself, so it would have been mutter. You have to right away engage him in a conversation to draw him out before he turns the light off. Lama lo he locked in every Shabbos Shari afilu hidlik miyatzma osur li Yisrael lehanos menu. I always found it funny in the young Israel, it's always having a certain time of the year they have the clocks when it was Mitzvah Shabbos. It was taka pitch black dark in shul, and always in the middle of Shemona Esrei Mitzvah Shabbos the lights go off. Pitch black dark, like right when everyone started, and I always marveled. Wow, everyone is still so quiet. A lot of people in shul, and the middle of the still Shemona Esrei, the lights go out, no one twitches. 100 people, 150 people, no one twitches. And then I have another 2 minutes later, so he has some activities. People are trying to find someone to turn on the light, but it's interesting. That they can turn it on later. I think we turn right. They turn it on, but okay. Also, Yisrael lehanos menu avol mutu lemelo lemelo lai beris neiros. That you're allowed to say. Oy hoisafta shem miner. Why do you not add more oil to that? That's another very chiddush. Let's say the ner is going to go out. The ner is lit. This is a very chiddush. The ner only has enough fuel to last for one more hour, and you instruct him to put more oil in the more fuel into the canister so it can go longer. So you would think maybe that's considered to be doing a malacha d'oraisa. It is a malacha. No, this instance Chazal were lenient since the ner is already lit. It's only a question of prolonging it, extending its illumination. That is also a leniency. Okay, so we've learned over here many chidushim. You're not allowed to tell a guy to light candles for you, but you're allowed to have a guy light candles if you can see without the candles being lit. You're allowed to have him extend in more fuel, but and you're allowed to tell the guy to be miramis to put out a candle, and you're allowed to be nene from malacha, tell him to do malacha when you're not deriving direct benefit from the malacha. If it's a secondary, and the classic example is opening a letter, the hanah you have is from reading the letter, not from the malacha of opening the envelope.
Putting more oil in, does this extend itself to a timer where you can tell the
yes, that you should know, even you can do. You should know the truth is, if you have a time, you have to be very, very careful. But people, Rabbanim, don't tell this to people, but technically you're allowed to, if those timers, they still make them, people still use them, those timers where those little pegs, those little things you push along, and they have like a lot of them over 24 hours, so you can change it as long as you're continuing the status quo. That if it's lit, you can push them that it should remain lit longer. And if it's off, you can push them so it should remain off longer. To change one of those little pegs that it should go on earlier or should go off earlier, there should be a change in status. That is forbidden. That is forbidden. But to move those little things that it should just continue to maintain the status quo, that is mutter. That's much, much less than adding fuel to a candle, because there you're actually adding, you're actually doing a maisa by it's, that's a whole different story. This is okay. Now,
so again, to get a guy to turn on and off an appliance, for example,
for sure it's also. What do you mean? With those clock, well, it's the same thing. It's the same idea.
What? Because you're not getting the
no, not to turn on off, to extend to maintain the status quo. If the appliance is off, the air conditioner is off, and you want it to stay off, I thought I'm going to eat lunch at home. I was invited out, so there's no need for the air conditioner to go on. I can go on for Shabbos Shuris. For lunch, it can remain off. I can save myself a few dollars in electricity. So you're allowed on Shabbos. Be very, very careful not to turn. It's very delicate, these things. You can turn them very easily. Then that's already can be a problem. But try not to turn it. And you can push those little things, those little, whatever they're called, those plastic things, is to continue to maintain the status quo. The air conditioner is off. Let it stay off for another 2 hours.
Like with the refrigerator, right? You got to turn the light off.
Oh, that's an impossible question you're asking me. You forgot to turn the refrigerator and turn off the light. So you can't open the refrigerator. You can't open it. Let's say by accident you open the refrigerator, and in the refrigerator you have $1,000 worth of meat, exotic meat, that if you don't close the refrigerator door, it's going to get spoiled. What do you do? It's an impossible shiloh.
You can ask a guy to close it.
What? Yeah, right. If you get a guy, that you do. But let's see. Someone actually came to shul. I was in shul this year. I think it was Shuni Atzeres. Someone walked into shul and he had Amash had the shaila. He said he opened up the refrigerator. The light is on, and there's a lot of food in the refrigerator, and there's no other refrigerator, and they can't find the guy. They just can't find the guy. And what should they do? What should they do? The food's going to get spoiled.
If you do it kalacha yad, like
hefse meruba. So the person here was trying to just find. You have to find the guy. There's really no. Have a child, or maybe have a child, have a little child, like a tinoik, someone before the age of chinuch. You merames to the child.
You can actually close the door, except for, no. Let's say, an inch before it closes. Before
it's too dangerous. You got to really be very skilled. It's not going to work. The food's going to get spoiled. If you leave the door partially open.
Not get spoiled?
No. I don't know about that. All right, whatever it is. It's an old shiloh. It's a very, very big problem.
What?
100%?
Yeah.
Of course, you're not allowed to close the door.
Now it's maybe the light didn't go off.
What do you, I don't understand. What's the question?
When you close the door, you don't see when the light goes off.
No, you know the light goes off. You know the light goes off. It's no suffix. If you open up the refrigerator when the light goes on, and the light is on, you can't close the refrigerator door. There's no heter. You need to get a guy. Hopefully you have another refrigerator. You can take the stuff and you can put another refrigerator. Take it out and put it somewhere else. Or get a guy. Or have a child, a very little child, below the age of chinuch, and the merames to the child what to do, and the child should close the refrigerator. For you to close the refrigerator door, kila'achar yad, in order to save yourself money, that's not permitted. That's not permitted. It's a big, big problem. And especially if you're living, let's say you're living in an apartment building, living on the fifth floor, and there's no game around, to go get someone to shove it to your apartment to come and open, close, it's a very, very big problem. I don't have. I know the rabbi there was stumped. He had no answer. He had no answer for him what to do in this situation. It's a very, very big problem.
What if you need the food for Shabbos?
What?
What if you need the food for Shabbos?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Chil Shabbos. Doesn't matter.
What happens if the guy is trained? He knows that's his job.
That's what we discussed yesterday. Is that you're not allowed. That's exactly what it says in this halacha, the previous halacha. You're not allowed to train a guy before Shabbos. This is what you are to do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we're hiring you to come to my private home and to turn on the lights, to put on the air conditioner, turn off the air conditioner. We're paying you good money. Come Shabbos, and you'll be available for us to do all our chil Shabbos. It is 100, and on Shabbos, we're not going to say.
You have a goyisha maid, and she's there. So she knows the rules.
Usser. That's exactly what we learned in the previous halacha. If she does it for herself.
That's
not allowed to. They're not. We learned yesterday that this is one of the most abused. That's why we're learning these halachas. This is one of the most abused Hilcha Shabbos in the entire Shulchan Aruch and Hilcha Shabbos. Amir Liakim. What?
There is a whole book. Shabbos Goy.
Okay, there are a lot of books. See, okay, yeah, we should get some of the interesting shilas. It's a very big problem. If the maid is in the home, a person has a living maid. And she's hot. She's uncomfortable. It's hot. It's 85 degrees. So she turns on the air conditioner for her own benefit. So very good. So if she's doing it...
But you can't tell her that it's dark in here? Just
No. You can, if it's a private use, it's dark. No. If it's not for a purpose of a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah purpose, and it's for a private person, you're not allowed allowed to be merames. Even to be merames.
One second. Let's say she comes in, she sees it's dark.
Yeah.
She lights up she turns on the light for you.
So learn turning on lights, we just mentioned before, is not, he actually mentioned, it's not really a problem today because there's always going to be light. Even if she does not turn on the lights, there's always going to be enough light in the room today in the modern world where you can get by without the lights being turned on. And that's what the Chai Adam says. If you can get by without her malacha, and what she has done is only an enhancement, then it's permitted to derive benefit. But if it was pitch black dark, you're in a situation where there are no windows, and it's pitch black dark, and you cannot even walk into the room, you're afraid you'll stumble upon something, you'll hurt yourself, and you need someone to turn on the light, and you did not tell them to turn on the light, they did it for you, not for themselves, the chai, and it's not l'shem tzarech mitzvah, and it's not a hefsid merubah, the chai adam is clear, it's also to derive benefit.
But what if you do, when she does that, she said, you know what, come have a drink. So then it becomes for her too.
No, not really.
Why not?
Because she wouldn't even have a drink. She did it already for you. She already did the malacha for you. It doesn't seem that it's permitted. People do a lot of strange things in Amir Liakim. Tell me all about it. I know all about it. I've seen it all. Okay, I'm in violation myself after the time of these things. I used to be doing, my father was rabbi of the shul. I mean, the lights, what went on was, it's a very, very big problem. Like I told you, even in a shul, all the poskim can agree, in a shul, we said this yesterday, you're not allowed to 100% rely upon a guy. There are many big shuls, institutions, they don't bother installing clocks, they just have there in the shul full-time non-Jews working, and it's their job to turn on the lights, turn off the lights, turn on the air conditioner, off the air conditioner, that is categorically usur. A shul has to have clocks, has to have timers. And also, it's very advisable to have a guy there also, because it's guaranteed that at some point in time it's going to malfunction, it's not going to work properly, and then l'chatchila you can rely upon the guy to turn it on.
What happens to his job during the week also?
What? No, it doesn't matter. During the week is during the week. Shabbos is Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is Chil Shabbos. We learned yesterday that one of the reasons why Amir Lakam is also midraban is because of shlichus. Shlichus, that what he does is attributed to you. So when he's doing it for you, and you're the only one who's deriving benefit, it's like you're doing the malachas. Even though during the weekday, that's what he does, but on Shabbos, he's doing it for you, it's usur. Unless you have a situation where he's doing it for his own benefit, or like we said before, these situations where I can get by without it. Like lights, that really appears to be very common. Lights.
Well, there's a way you can get around the being attributed to you.
How?
Subcontract the guy. Have a guy hire another guy.
Amira li amira. That's another whole technicality. Amira li amira. You tell one guy to tell another guy. Okay, that will come to later on. That's another approach. Another approach to Amir Liakam. What?
He has to pay him also.
Cleans the toilets.
He has to pay them.
So clean, it's not a malacha. Yeah, cleaning the toilet is not a malacha. It's not a malacha. A lot of these things are not a malacha. And also, kavod abrios. See, the problem why many people, including myself, are so lenient, so confused, because there are so many heterim. There are so many heterim, we forget that there are instances where it's usur. Okay, there's. Everything like I told you yesterday, air conditioning and heat is always mutter. If it's too cold or it's too hot, you're allowed to tell a non-Jew outright, turn off the heat, turn on the air conditioner. Hakol choylim, everyone is considered to be a choyla, eitzel, cold and heat. So that's one heter. It's not a lechatchila, you shouldn't lechatchila rely upon that. Lechatchila you should have clocks and timers and thermostat, so on and so forth. But in case things do not work out, you can tell it. And a letzarch mitzvah. So most of our activities happen in shul. So for davening and for learning, these things were considered. Not everyone holds learning is in the category of a mitzvah, that you can be, you're allowed to be so lenient. So don't learn, some say, don't learn. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that we're very makel adarabba, you should better learn. And it's a mitzvah, and you can tell a guy. Davening, learning, cholim. Person can't go to shul. You see all the time. Today it's very common. People have aides. They are non-Jews that take them in a place where there is no erev, or they go in the elevator. Every shul today has an elevator. Come out. A lot of the shuls have elevators. Lechatchila, they take them in the elevator up and down. That could because that's the tzarch mitzvah. Achleila shema sakana. So we're so used to seeing non-Jews do malacha for us in many instances which are permitted, we forget that at home, where most things do not qualify as litzarech mitzvah, there are things that are forbidden. Turning on lights is a classic example. Turning off lights, we mentioned yesterday, is much more lenient, because turning off lights is not really a malacha deraisa, and if you can't fall asleep or it's disturbing, so that there's also grounds to be lenient. Let's see halacha d'alad. If you don't have it, I apologize. Just a few more minutes. I'll read you outside what it says here. We'll try to explain. Also, it's on the next page. If you have it, also lema lenachu yehelach basar idaver akar uvashul oiso litzar kicha. You're not allowed to tell the guy, here's some meat and you cook it for yourself. Go warm it up yourself, Kevin. You're not allowed to tell the guy, even to tell the guy, do a malacha for yourself. Listen, you're sitting around over here doing nothing. Why don't you at least go take something to eat? I have some frozen pizza in the freezer. Warm it up in the microwave. Gesunte hate, go warm up in the microwave. Tell the guy, go warm it up. You have a piece of pizza. You're sitting around in the house. You're doing nothing over here. You're watching the children. You're hungry. You haven't had lunch. So go to the freezer, take some pizza and warm it up when you warm it up. If you would not give him permission to take the pizza out of the freezer and go put it in the microwave and warm it up and eat it himself, he wouldn't have the chutzpah to do it. He would think, I'm a hired hand, I'm a guest, I'm not going to go do it. I'm telling him, do malacha, gesunte hate, you're here in my house, You're waiting around. I'm giving you a perk. Have a piece of pizza and do a malacha to go prepare the piece of pizza.
Also, isn't that inconsistent with everything we've been saying, that a guy can do it for his own?
Yes, but if he does it on his own, if he on his own has the chutzpah to open up your freezer and take out a piece of pizza and put it in the microwave and warm it up for himself, gesunte heit. And then, let's say, now if you want to eat it now, that's shalat bishul akum, but it's frozen, so it's warming up. There's a whole shaila, but let's say you avoid the problem of bishul akum, so now the shaila is, am I allowed to be nene from the malacha that he did for himself, his leftover pizza?
Right, frozen pizza is not a shaila of bishul akum.
Right.
It's already made.
It's already made. Okay. Is it you?
Microwave also. May not be
what?
Microwave may not be
bishul. A bishul altogether, but yeah. It's electricity. So it's let's assume the microwave is not as similar as shalos derived to rabban because the electric wave is there's a lot of heat. You're generating a lot of heat. Anything which involves heat.
But you're generating a light too. Well, most microwaves.
Turn on a light, but the light can be only drabon. It's the LED light, whatever it is. Anytime you get involved with heat. You're touching upon an iso deraisa. Even high tech, or even microwaves, you're getting things which, anything which can be heated to the point where it's yatzaledes, has the status of a pechem of a coal, and may indeed be a deraisa. I just give that as an example. But let's say you're not allowed to tell a guy to do a melacha for himself. If he does a melacha on his own, hey, do whatever you want, I don't care. Bigger chiddush. If he does a melacha for himself, I can come in and be nene. Because he didn't do it for me, he did it for himself. But if a guy is sitting and doing nothing, and I'm telling him, guy, go do a malacha, enjoy yourself. I'm giving you permission now, and I'm instructing you to do a malacha for your own benefit.
You tell him just to get the pizza, you don't tell him to cook it. He does that in his own
What does he do with the pizza? What is it? That's a hint. You mean marame is a hint? Well, what does he do with the pizza? You tell him to take the pizza, a frozen pizza. I haven't seen that yet.
There's a pizza in the freezer.
I've seen a lot of strange things.
You can have it if you want.
Have the frozen pizza and kill yourself.
I don't know. I actually did that. I had a frozen pizza. Erev Pesach. We put it in the freezer. So we let it just sit on the porch, and it got hot. It got lukewarm. So it was okay. It wasn't hot, but it was good enough. Also, loymar lenachi v'davka k'shabasar shel Yisrael. Okay, that's only when it's your meat. It's your meat, so you're telling him to take my property, my basar. You can take it. You can go cook it. You want it, but it's also avol. Motor loymar lo bashel basar shel lecha. Here he makes a distinction. If the non-Jew brought into your home his own meat, his own frozen pizza, and he's sitting around doing nothing, so it's your food. It's your food. I'm allowed to instruct him. You can go now. I give you permission. I instruct you to do a molocha d'oraisa with your food. With your food, that's already one step removed from you. Even though I'm telling him to do a molocha, but being that the object that he's doing the molocha with is purely his own, so this already is another layer of a layer removed from you. There's a grounds to be lenient. That is the halacha. Now let's say he brings muksa into your home. He brings muksa into his he brings his own possessions. He brings in whatever he has. Afiluchim dvarim what? A smartphone. Afiluchim dvarim. Why is smartphone muksa? Afiluchim dvarim hamuksim. Afiluchim dvarim hamuksim. V'afilu heviim liyishol muter loyma loy hanichein bezavizo. Okay, another leniency. This is a very interesting halacha. You're allowed to tell a guy to handle muksa. Okay, another leniency. Because muksa will, even though so is the rabbanan, you don't tell a guy to do malacha the rabbanan. That's
it's
given. Muksa has another ground of leniency.
If it belongs to the
nachri. Your muksa, that we have to come to later on. We have to look into that in a little more detail. That's already a whole shiloh. For what purpose? Let's say it's in your way. I think there are grounds when it comes to your muksa. But here, okay, before we get to your muksa, but here it makes a very clear distinction. If a guy has in his possession objects of muksa, whether they're his own or he brought them, heviam li Yisrael, there's a heter in Amiru La'akum, you can tell a guy to move around muksa. Especially if it's his muksa, tell him to move it. Oh, but a Jew can't do this. I'm not allowed to move muksa. Muksa, davar chomer, ad me'od on Shabbos, to move around muksa. And we just said, shluchai, shu'odim kimaisai. So at least here in this halacha, he says if it's his muksa, or even if he brought this object for your purposes, you can lechatchila tell him to move the muksa. Halacha hey, sechora hanifsedes b'shabes al yidei gesham oy dover acher oy shenisroyeah chavish. Now we're coming to a dover ha'ovut. You have merchandise that's outside in the rain, or you have
a refrigerator with open door would be the same thing
for sure. Davar ha'avod. Anytime you're dealing with a loss of money, you could be leaning your lot. Amir Eliyakim is permitted. A choyle she'ein by sakana. There's no laws of Amir Eliyakim. That's why you see, even they make food for them. And even how you have in the home, let's say you have a choyle of an aid, an elderly person who has an aid, and the aid, they make for them food on Shabbos. They prepare dishes for them on Shabbos. As long as you're not getting involved in the shilas of Bishalakum, they're allowed to prepare food, fresh food for a person on Shabbos. In aid, takes them to shul in a wheelchair and go in an elevator. But let's discuss over here the case of Dostam Dover Ha'avot. Motor Likrois Nachui Afal Pishiyodea Bevade Shanachui Yatzil Memoine Visaknenu Dekevan Shuhus Hezek Haba Pisam Odom Vuhu Enum Mitzav Vuhinim Savlonachui Hitiru. So it's a given that if you don't explicitly tell him what to do, just Miramis come over and he sees what to do, for sure he can save your property. You can tell him to come. You can also say to him, "Call Hamatzil Eimei Mafsid." You can be Miramis. The Gedoyla Mizo Hetiru B'Mokim Hefsid. The Mutu Lishol Lasos Melacha Drabbanin Klachayad Dehainu Al Yidei Shinui. B'dafka b'tzinosh b'mokayim shen roi noiso. A bigger chiddush, because why are you allowed to tell a guy to do malacha? Kemat, I call a masla in a mafsid. That's kemat saying it openly. Is because you yourself, Chazal, allowed you to do a malacha kila achar yad b'mokayim sheyesh hefsid. So he'll ask you about the refrigerator shaila. Open the refrigerator. So I don't know the answer. I don't know. It seems like this particular rabbi, he just for some reason he was hemming and hawing, and he said kalachayat. Maybe if the food in the refrigerator was worth $1,000, he would have told him. It seems like whatever was in the refrigerator wasn't the person who came to ask shaila did not look like the world was coming to an end. That I can tell you. And the rabbi was urging him, so just spend a couple of minutes, find a guy, find a child, a little child, and have him do it. If the guy came with an utter desperation, my whole life savings is on the line over here, maybe you're right. Maybe the rav would have told him, Klachayad, I don't even know. Klachayad, you can close.
Because you want the guy to be aware before Shabbos, everyone knows the fridge light is open.
Most people I know don't even have lights in the whole week in their refrigerator. The whole week. They're not interested. No one's interested in every Friday remembering to turn off the light.
Right.
Almost everyone I know takes the bulb out, period. Takes the bulb out. What?
The new refrigerators have a lot of LED bulbs.
The new refrigerators are a nightmare. Rabbi, we once learned about this. The new
Shabbos switch, that's a technique.
Shabbos switch is a very big complication. It's going to happen, Rabbi Sai. It's inevitable. Then a couple of years from now, you're going to have to buy a refrigerator that has a hechsher. Think I'm joking? I'm not joking. The refrigerators, every single day, they already reached the point where you really cannot buy a refrigerator. Belsky was alive, and he said the refrigerators today, even the simplest, cheapest refrigerators, are 20 times more complex than they were even 5 years ago. You don't realize how many electrical device gadgets, sensors, even the cheapest refrigerator, which involve very serious challenges to halacha, and we're all very makel, we're all very lenient, it's a given, no one's running around and going crazy, and we're relying upon leniencies that are shocking. That is what the reality is, and if someone came out with a Shabbos switch, we once discussed this, basically is you plug the refrigerator into a device. You don't plug the refrigerator directly into the wall. You plug it into a device. And the device, I don't remember, the device is plugged into the wall. And then this device has a sensor. It's not a Grummer switch. It's something, I don't remember how it works. Yeah, that's a temporary measure. But obviously what's going to have to happen is at some point in time that someone's going to have to come along. It'll be a good business. And invent and redesign a refrigerator that is of quality, that is affordable for the average family, that will remove all of the halachic issues. It's going to happen at some point in time because the problems are getting so great.
There is a chip. There's a chip that's
It's not a symbol. It's a very, very big problem. Right now, at this moment, even 2 years ago, it was a very big issue. So certainly today. Now he writes over here a very interesting distinction. That this is going off the topic now. He's going off the topic over here. That if a Jew, a Jew is suffering a hefsid meruba. You have in your refrigerator something that's worth thousands of dollars. So Chazal said that a hefsid meruba, a person is allowed to do a malacha d'oraisa. In a very unusual way. That's what it says. But there's one restriction. It has to be bitsina. Where no one sees. But if it's bifarhesia, and makam royin, osur li Yisrael atzmai afilu bishvus. Even if it's an iser, only iser derabanan, kla'achayad. You have two things going for you. To what I want to do now to save myself $1 million is only osur midrabanan, and I'm doing it in an unusual way, kla'achar yad. So there are two good things going for me, why I can be lenient in this instance. If it's in public and people are watching, people see this, people are going to suspect it is osur. The afal gav de kol sh'osur mibnei maris ayin afil b'chadri chador masur. Then he goes on to say, how then are you allowed to do it privately? Because it's something that is also, why are we making a distinction between what's being done in public and what's being done in private? Don't we know the halacha that anything that is asim shemaras ayin is also even in chadrei chadam, even in most inner hidden chamber? That's davka b'davar shem yiru yichashduhu sho'ose iser de'oiraisa. Aval b'drabanon muter b'tzina. So he makes this distinction that here, when you want to do something that's only asim b'drabanon, like closing a light of a refrigerator, closing the door of the refrigerator, where you're going to cause the light to go out, was certainly only nisa derabanan. Turning off a light is only midrabanan, no question about it. The only time you chayef a kibui is when you're causing the you're creating a coal. So closing a refrigerator door is nisa derabanan. Then he's telling us here that we're dealing with an nisa derabanan. If it's a hefsid meruba bechadrei chadorim, it's mutter. But it has to be a hefsid meruba, and there should be no other solution. Okay, let's stop here, take a short break, and we'll talk about a couple of other...
Closing the door, it's indirect, you're not closing the line, the door is closing the line.
It's direct. It's
like the switch.
When you close the door, it's direct.
You're not
closing it's direct.
The switch is turning off the line, it's the same thing.
So not clear. If you forget to put it on Shabbos, it's a problem. You have a ketiv. So every time you open the refrigerator, the light goes off. You can call a goy and have him close the refrigerator door. And you press the switches to put it in Shabbos mode.
You can have the goy do what?
Can the goy can come and close the refrigerator
door?
And can he press the buttons? He can do everything.
Yeah. You need the food for Shabbos. Shabbos food. For Shabbos. Yeah.
What about an oven?
There are a lot of leniency to the oven.
To heat up the food for Yom
Tov. Yeah, you could show us a
little bit. Practically, you have a fridge. The door's open. Wherever the switch is, you can most probably close the fridge like this without closing the lights.
Okay, fine.
And then there's much less loss over there. And if you want to be smart, you take a big
schmata,
and you cover it. And I'm not joking.
All I know is, in my home, my refrigerator is very old. It doesn't close so long unless you push it hard.
Right, because the magnet doesn't hit it.
Every so often, I'm lazy, yeah. I don't close all the way. And my sister always complains to me, the milk is spoiled because you don't
The milk
close
is spoiled is because she keeps the milk in the door of the fridge.
No, she doesn't, only in the back.
She keeps, then it shouldn't be spoiled.
It's because she's right, because I don't always close
I'm willing to bet that 70% if all Frigidaires, the sealers are not good.
Yeah, but you lose a lot of
the easiest way to do it, take a dollar bill.
You're losing air.
You lose a lot.
You're losing a lot of coldness from it. You're losing a lot of coldness, even a little bit.
And you know what? A lot of fridges also, you notice the doors are not 100% straight, and it's a little off, but the freezer on top is like a natural.
Every
air is an insulator.
The insulator.